Roger.
Some say our show should be admired, and others say we should die in a fire. We've got email from you. We've got email from you.
What Chris just said, goody.
Yeah.
Answering these insipid relationship email questions.
Why do you have such a horrible look on your face? You look like you're
One
working on something.
The highlights of my week.
You look like you need some prunes or something. You okay?
Yeah.
All right.
The possibility to mess up other people's lives more than my own is irresistible.
Misery loves company. All right. Our first letter comes to us from Jenny. Jenny's 22 years old. She says, guys, I work from home. And there's some construction going on outside my window every day. The guys start at 5 a.m. and they don't leave till about 7 p.m. And they've been at this for months, it seems. They're always talking loudly, and it is annoying me. Yeah, I can understand that. To get back at them, oh boy, I've been blasting really annoying 90s songs out of my window, like Walking on the Sun by Smash Mouth and Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba. Yeah, I can understand. All right, so which is worse? Me actually telling them that they annoy me or being passive-aggressive about the whole thing, is it right to intentionally terrorize someone who is annoying me?
Those construction workers probably think that you're entertaining them, playing them music to do their work by.
Yeah,
even
perhaps.
Even if it is Chumbawamba.
Yeah, there's no excuse.
I get knocked down! I get up again!
They're doing what the night away, really, in that song?
Anyway, so, gosh, is it a good idea to terrorize somebody that annoys you? Is it a good idea to pick on them and cause them embarrassment at a, you know, regular interval? I don't know.
All right, here's serious life advice.
Oh, boy.
You will be happier in life if you realize when you're in a no-win situation
mm-hmm.
and stop fighting it. There's construction outside the woman's window. There's nothing she can do about that.
This is true. Yeah, she's so, not gonna. You're not gonna stop it, Jenny. There's
except
the construction is gonna happen.
Change, and next year, I'm sorry, it'll probably be next year.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be finished with the project.
What is it? The prayer says, "God, give me coffee to accept the things that I cannot change."
Right.
And wine
no,
to change the
that
things
way.
That. That's not it.
No.
I thought it was.
If you, for instance,
like
from your window, would like to snap pictures of the guys every time they're leaning against their shovel. Or when one guy is digging or using the jackhammer and five other guys are standing around watching him. I mean, you could post that, say, to your Facebook page or what have you, and then, of course, they'll blow up your house.
And then when you go to get in your car and you back up, accidentally, 75 roofing nails were dropped at the end of your drive.
That's where we dropped that box of nails
there. So sorry there, Tootsie. I thought we picked them all up, you know. I am very sorry that the concrete mixer accidentally filled your car with concrete. You know, that's bad. You know what? I hate to say it, Jenny, but I'm going to agree with Chris. You got to, you know, it's not going to be there forever. It'll wrap up eventually. Suck it up. Don't be so uptight. All right. Katie writes to us, and she says, gentlemen, I don't think I've gotten a drunk dial since I was in college years ago. Drunk text, well, yeah, but not drunk dials until now.
These are people dialing her while they are drunk.
Correct.
Not her dialing people when she's drunk.
That is correct. She's on the receiving end of this.
Remember when we were together 3 years? That was the best night of my life.
And ladies, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you get a drunk text or a drunk call, it's usually a booty call. It's usually some guy that remembers a good time.
He's been turned down by three other girls at some bar somewhere and is desperate.
So Katie goes on and says, every weekend I get a drunk dial now from the same people over and over again. Who are they?
Same people, more than one, really?
Her parents.
Oh, this is...
They've started getting hammered on the weekends and calling me. It's embarrassing. Is it weird for my parents to drunk dial me?
Yes.
What do you even have to ask?
Yes.
That is indicative of a real problem.
First of all, who answers the phone these days? You let your machine handle it, and then you call them back at your convenience.
But Katie sees that it's her parents, and she knows that they have a drinking problem. You want to know, are they need a ride home?
Mm-hmm.
Are they in trouble somewhere from irresponsible behavior?
Colleague of mine found out something very embarrassing about a member of his family. He found out, apparently, that there wasn't marital bliss with this member of his family because he got a drunk dial where they butt dialed while they were drunk and didn't know the phone was on. And this member of the family was not with
the appropriate member of the family.
And were doing something inappropriate with this other not member of the family. And he heard it all. All of it.
And of course, so, he didn't hang up.
No.
So the family member has to say, I know this, and you.
Yeah.
And it's only a secret if you stop it and set it right immediately.
Correct. That is exactly what happened. So, Katie, you do have an issue. You need to get your parent. You need intervention. Does that work? Is that something you would consider? I think so.
Yeah.
You got to talk to your folks. You can't allow them just getting hammered over the weekend. Good grief. Who's the parent in that relationship? All right. Ivan writes to us. Ivan says, gentlemen, I met a girl recently who I'm very attracted to, and we've become friends on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay.
I was really intrigued by her at first, but now I don't know. Her entire Instagram profile is sexy selfies. It bums me out to see an entire page of pictures she's taken of herself only. I expected to see pictures of her out with her friends, on vacation, doing things, but now it seems like a total narcissist. Should I take this woman out on a date, or is this proof that she's too into herself?
It would bother me on Instagram if it's a, say, a sexy selfie, but the person has 800 followers and 700 people have liked the picture of her in the bikini top.
Very good point.
I struggle with that.
Very good point. A lot of times, as Ivan very well knows, when the picture is taken at a certain angle, it highlights
certain things, right.
Sure, and the rest of you're paying attention to that, you know, and the rest of it may be, how can I put this delicately? You know what I'm saying?
If this relationship hasn't even started yet and you have concerns about it,
yeah.
that's you saying you don't want to go there. Right?
Yeah, and this is, I think this is an indication of something else. Ivan, you're making a determination about somebody from their social media presence. You don't mention in your letter about having spoken on the phone or maybe met for coffee and had a little personal interaction.
Ivan, you may be one of the 700 people on Instagram that are all clicking like.
Send her some selfies and see what she says about them. See if she adds them to her portfolio.
Not selfies like you take. I'm just saying that. I don't think that's legal in most countries.
No?
I'm through with going to work, to the job that I'm in. I'm sitting in a cubicle doing typing. I'd rather have some fun, and a DJ sounds fun to me. Tell me what you want. I want a radio station with music in it and a big microphone I can talk to you with it. Have my own big show as a morning personality. Tell me what you do. For a chance at radio fortune and fame, I'd even change my voice and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be radio stars, broadcasting the folks in their homes and cars. You wake up people driving down the street, behind the wheel still half asleep. And you play the hits from the music charts, talk about the gossip of the movie stars. Every listener's gonna know your name there every time your morning show's on the air. And you spend hours in that little room, entertaining folks with your laughs and goofs. Every time you give away free stuff, they smile. Everybody's got your number on speed dial. Well, hey, I wanna be a radio star. Hey, I wanna be a radio star.
Be the first to know when school's closed. Text SCHOOL to 39327 and get school closing alerts from the WSAU newsroom from AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.